Hello there, podcast land. This episode of the Behind the Barricade podcast is sponsored by Podcast Texts. Podcasters, do you want to expand your podcast reach to 360 million, maybe even more people? Do you want to make your podcast searchable on Google, Yahoo, even Ask Jeeves? Then look no further than Podcast Texts. You can increase your podcast reach exponentially. You can also reach the deaf and hearing impaired. They can read your podcast. It's unbelievable the amount of ways Podcast Texts can help you. Maybe you have a few links you'd like to include. Not a problem. You can include them thanks to Podcast Texts. Seem too good to be true? Visit PodcastTexts.com to create a more dynamic user experience for your audience today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Behind the Barricade podcast, and here are your hosts, John O'Connor and Daniel Tao.
Good morning, podcast land. Episode 26 of the Behind the Barricade podcast starts now. My name is John O'Connor, and like always, I'm here with drumming sensation, Daniel Tao. Today, we talk with thrash metal and death metal Italian band, all the way from the motherland, to a few of you, Methodress. I do have to thank them for staying up past 2 a.m. to talk with us, all the way in New Jersey, so big ups to them. We talk about their 20-year history, opening for bands such as Testament, Exodus, and Nile, playing Vach in open air in 2004, keeping their sound fresh with new band members, and a whole lot more. Before we head into the episode, I just want to thank everyone who's been downloading and subscribing the show. If you haven't already, it means the world to us if you did. So, the show is free, and we do spend quite a bit of money to bring the show to you, so if you like what you hear, just hit that subscribe and download button, both at the same time. Or maybe one than the other. As long as you hit it, we're cool with it. So, anyways, without further ado, here's Andrea and the rest of Methodress. Bring the noise!
What time is it there in Italy?
Oh, actually, it's 20 minutes to 2 a.m.
Damn. Jesus. Well, we'll try to keep the interview as short as possible so you guys can get to bed.
Yeah, get some sleep.
Don't worry, guys. I understand that it's not your fault. Of course, we are just different time zone here, so it's not a problem. For us, it's really a big honor, and we appreciate a lot your spot and your space, so it's up to you. You can ask us whatever you want. We can talk about the band, the past history, the future, the new album, whatever you want.
Yeah, we got a whole bunch of questions lined up. We'll just, I guess, go a little rapid fire. Maybe talk a little bit more about like certain subjects and whatever else. So, I guess we're good to go. All right.
Yep.
The band's name is Methodress.
Right. Methodress.
Okay. And you are Andrea or Andrea?
Oh, it's my name is Andrea.
Andrea. Okay, just Andrea. Gotta make that sure. Andrea. Okay, and you're the bassist of Methodress. All right.
All right. Yeah, exactly. I'm Andrea. I'm the best, player.
Best goddamn bassist in the band.
Yeah, exactly. Also, sorry that just a pop up. Close it now. And I just found the band back 20 years ago in 1996.
Yep.
Totally different times, different condition than the band developed over the years. We changed the lineup several times, and actually have a really strong and solid lineup with only one guitar. That is Daniele, is by my side here tonight with you. And drummer that is called Daniele too. We had two Daniele in the band.
And yeah, I noticed that.
Yeah, and Tito is the singer, a new singer. Tito just joined the band one year and a half. So it's the newest guy, but it's really kicking ass and doing all a good job on the stage and also in studio. And have you heard the tracks, the songs I sent you?
We heard a few of them, and it's a great mix of you have the thrash metal sound, you have like the Testament, the Slayer, old school sound, and then you have vocals that are reminds me of like Cannibal Corpse, you know, Rotting Christ, a whole bunch of great death metal bands. So yeah. you have a great mix and mash going on.
Yeah, oh, I love your words, man. Really, you perfectly described the band, the what the band tried to keep during the year. That is perfectly explained by you. It's a kind of derived mix-up between old-school thrash metal, Bay Area, like Testament, Slayer, Megadeth, and Fist Metallica, of course, and trying to spicing our sound with more modern death metal from the Northern Europe, like, let me say, what kind of band can we just try to give in as an example, like... Swedish band, all the Swedish metal, like In Flames, first At the Gates, and something more brutal concerning the vocals, as you underlined, perfectly underlined, much more brutal in the footstep, like Cannibal Corpse or other brutal, heavy brutal bands, right?
Yeah. What made you think about doing this mix-up of things? Is it just, you know, you were deciding on going with, like, maybe a thrash metal band, and then, but you also like the death metal side, and what made you combine them both together?
This is a good question. I think that all is coming from our, you know, childhood, when we just was a kid listening to traditional first thrash metal, first scene of Bay Area. We love band like, as I told you before, like Testament and Slayer, Boval. And but when we try to mix and compose something more personal, then we were also influenced by all the new Northern European death metal movement. So I can guess the reason behind our kind of mix up is related to our personal roots in our music, in our as listener, you know, as audience during the shows, during the long nights spent with the friends in the house, banging with the big bands just playing on the stereo, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's also crazy. I took a look at the bands like you've opened for and been on tour with. You know, you've been on tour with like Testament, Exodus, Nile, Dark Funeral, Decapitated, and a whole lot more that I'm just like baffled by. Like, you've been around for 20 years and you've played with basically the best bands.
Yeah, you're right. Exactly. As I told you, the band is 20 years old this year, 2016. It's perfect 20 years born. Our anniversary is this year, so we toured a lot in Europe. Only in Europe, unfortunately, we would have maybe a dream in a pocket or in a chest, just being trying to go abroad and touring maybe South America or US. Why not? So all the bands you mentioned, we toured with here in Europe because we had the possibility during the year to open for their show in Italy, for example, or maybe during the last couple of years, all around Europe, exactly, being supported by Flaming Hat, that is our actual management.
Okay.
So things seems to be really good now after a lot of years spent, as a rookie, you know, just trying to put the basis of our sound of the band itself. And we learned a lot. I think all this experience has been really amazing for us as person and first of all, and musician too. And we learned a lot from this band, how to stay on stage, how to be just in front of a lot of people. For example, I can remember maybe Danny's here by my side can add something about our Overkill tour during the past year, 2015. What do you mean? What do you
can remember about this. This
I gym. Have good memories about it because I think that this tour was the best in our life. The bigger one, of course.
Sure.
Because Overkill is an engine of a band, and we learned a lot about how to stay on stage, how to be professional, and you know, every time you go in a tour with those bands like Overkill, big bands that do tour every year, every,
yeah.
like maybe every month,
yeah,
you
sure.
say, so you can see what they do and learn a lot of things and also share your music with those bands, and it's always awesome.
Yeah, I'm agreeing, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely awesome that you're going out with basically your idols and you're learning so much from them. Because I've heard so many, you know, bands go out on tour with their idols and they barely see them or they like barely talk with them. But like, it seems like you've learned a lot, and it, like bands like Overkill are like your teachers, more or less.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, I totally agree. I totally got the point. Also, we want to remember the fact that along with the Overkill, there was another legend from the US, that is Sanctuary. I mean, the band before Nevermore with Wally Dane mm-hmm. and Gene Shepard together. So we met these guys, really amazing and lovable people. Yeah, we hang out a lot of time at the end of the shows, really sharing unforgettable moments, I think, that will be lasting for a lifetime.
Friend.
Yeah.
And I think all these fans of these bands would like kill to be in your position, and you're basically living a dream. So that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so I'm going to go back to 1996.
Yeah.
I just want to know, how did this whole thing start, other than, you know, you wanted to play music? And is it also weird that, you know, you're the last original member of the band, and you went through so many lineup changes?
Yeah, it's crazy you're still together after 20 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I'm the last original member, the only one right now. But I'm not sad. On the opposite, I'm really happy. I had really good new energy injection from the new lineup change. I wanna remember first of all Daniel Colombo, that is here with me. Joined the band back in 2013, first time, and we got really French, as big friends in a sudden way.
Yeah,
I mean,
a couple of meetings.
I just saw him on stage, and spoke to him at the end of his show. I tried to convince him about my project, and he was really receptive and open-minded enough to understand my real intentions and the importance between Metalers Project. And thanking him, I was able to find new level, a new path level to reach utmost level in our career, let me say, in our history. And then last of all, Tito, the new singer, just jumped inside the band and helped a lot more to develop both artistical wise and also personal wise, because you know, we are just let me say, an underground band, so it's difficult to combine the normal life, the job, the family with this big interest, but also duty, that is having a metal band that is called sometimes to perform entire tours lasting 15 days, 20 days. It's really difficult. So that was the main reason behind the fact that the lineup has changed so many times during the years. And back in 1996, you asked, was totally different time. I was a kid that was just listening to heavy metal all the days as breathing air. So it was being really natural for me. And I just started everything with a neighbor of mine, the first guitar player. It was called Massimiliano Massi for friends. Was just living in front of my door. I was still living with my parents, so
yeah.
It was really different. As many bands just started, just
we were friends, they want to do something different. The big things is that now, after 20 years, the project is still here, and we still just running it and injecting new energy, thanking the new members. So it's really great. I really have no words to explain how happy I am now, and most of all because new big offers, new big opportunities are coming. So we are speaking about the second Russian tour end of the summer, end of August, for us as a headlining band, for example. And also, maybe I cannot still let you know if it's confirmed or not, but we are speaking about a US tour, finally after 20 years in November. So big things is coming. The new album too. In January, end of January, beginning of February 2017, we're gonna enter the studio to record our fifth new album. So I'm really excited, man.
Yeah, it sounds extremely exciting. You know, your fifth album. Plus, like you said, you have the fresh blood in the band. When, you know, you see a lot of bands these days have one original member and they keep playing the old stuff and they never really evolve. But it seems like you guys have got a new shot in the arm, a new evolution of the band, and you're just taking it to basically the other side of the world where we're at and coming to the U.S. and stuff. So that's pretty awesome how everything just evolved for you instead of just, you know, playing the same couple songs over and over.
Absolutely. I absolutely agree with you. And that's why we are always running band. We don't like to stuck to the past tracks, past songs, and perform every time the same stuff all again, over and over. We're really excited about the new songs. In fact, a couple of hours ago, we was just trying new stuff, new material inside the rehearsal room. And I'm pretty sure, as you said, the band is on constant development process, and that's why I'm really excited. And I think that's the reason because the band is still alive after so many years, because we have been able, I've been able to keep it rolling on and on, and never stop it, never stuck in the past days, never I never surrender. So that's it, man. And I hope in case we come to US in the coming November month to be close enough to you guys, so I would like to invite you to both to come to our show, and maybe you can just meet and greet and have some beers after the show. Why not?
Yeah. Definitely, yeah.
Oh, we're definitely down for that. If you're ever in the New York City area or New Jersey, that's basically where we're at. If you're around there, we'll definitely travel to
definitely
see you guys.
Yeah, definitely. Just hit us up.
Sorry?
I said if you're ever around the New York City area or the New Jersey area where we're at, we'll definitely come out and see you.
Well, why? Unfortunately, I've never been in New York. I've been in Atlanta, for example, but never in New York. But, you know, New York is a really big city, so I'm pretty sure, I'm confident about the fact that one or two gigs dates of the tour possibly would be in New York area or New Jersey area. So why not? I will keep you informed on, you know, on Twitter, Facebook. But by the way, you will have the chance to understand, to know enough in advance if we come close to you. So it will be really a big pleasure for me and for the rest of the band.
Definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'd like to actually ask you about the time that you performed at Wacken Open Air in 2004. What was that experience like?
Oh, 2004. Good man. You read carefully our history. Yeah, right. So what do you want to ask me?
Well, what was the experience? I think you were the final band playing on the WET stage. Is that correct?
Exactly. We performed in 2004 in WET stage, that is a newcomer stage. We were involved inside a contest. The right word was contest, because we won in Italy a contest that was called the Battle of the Metal Bands, and we set first places in Italy. And as a side prize, had been offered us the possibility to perform in Wacken. And I remember it was an exciting, incredible experience, because we performed at noon, 12 p.m. on the west stage. The west stage, you have to know that is a cover stage, it's a big tent, and was fucking really hot. It was 12 in August in north of Germany, kind of 30 degrees. Yeah, not Fahrenheit, 20 Celsius degrees. Was really hot, and I was shaking my legs, shitting my pants, because the adrenaline, the emotion were really so high.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, you have to know, I was just in the backstage trying to calm down to, you know, I have to be, you know, it's a big opportunity, big events. I mean, I don't know if it's the best. I think it's for sure one of the greatest.
Yeah.
One of the greatest open-air metal event in the world. So it was like reaching the Mecca, you know, the metal Mecca.
It's holy land.
It's the holy land. Yeah. Exactly, it's a holy land for a metalhead like we are. So it was really freaking trying to come down. And then I remember my former guitar man came to me and said, "Hey man, we are in Wacken. What the fuck? Come down. We arrived here. So you cannot be more than happy." So all these few simple and few words was they were able to make me understand that was all enough and really good. So I jumped on stage. I remember 500 people in front of me on the 12 p.m. So it was really exciting and amazing to see so many people in front of you at that time.
Early.
Yeah, so early. And we did a really good show. If you have the chance to see our check out our YouTube channel, you can find the original live video recording of Wacken, of the Wacken experience. So you will see the band playing on stage, and it was totally, definitely amazing. One of the topmost point of my personal life, for sure.
Yeah, we'll definitely have to check that out. And for everyone listening right now, it is youtube.com/methedrasthrash. So I'll spell that out. It's M-E-T-H-E-D-R-A-S and then thrash, T-H-R-A-S-H. And that's basically your handle for all your social media, your Facebook, your Twitter, and everything else. So.
Yeah, exactly.
So I know that you said that you are coming to the U.S. In the fall, in November, October, November. Do you have any weird misconceptions that you think might happen in the U.S.? Like, do you know of... Did you hear, like, anything, like...
horror stories or anything
like
that?
Yeah, like, stay away from this, don't talk to people about that, or something like that?
Are you meaning the metal scene from U.S. or...
Well, yeah, in the metal scene or like in general. I know you said you've been to Georgia already, so you basically have a taste. So is there something going around, let's say in Europe, saying, "Oh no, you don't want to go to the U.S. This happens," you know, something like that.
Yeah, sure. I expect to be. I mean, I always consider U.S. as a big market for the metal scene, because for sure much more bigger than Italy is, or other Latin countries like Greece, for example, Spain, Portugal, countries where we've been different times over the past years. So my expectation is really high, and I mean, but not for only crowd point of view, but I mean for breathing the real metal, the real scene. I mean, I just grown with all this legend, metal legend, coming from the U.S., from the West Coast, other from the East Coast, like Overkill, for example. So I really, it will be a dream come true for me, for myself, for sure. And we also have a kind of different friends, never met in person, but just kept contact with over the past years. And also other bands. For example, I remember a few weeks ago, a band from New York contacted me, and they are called Enemy Lines, if I correctly remember that.
Did you say Enemy Lines or Animal Lines?
No, Enemy
Lines. Enemy Lines, okay.
It's like the line of the enemy.
Got it, gotcha.
The war, you know. And I just heard the sound. I listened to a couple of songs of them, and really got impressed. Really good and talented musicians, good band. So maybe we could just hang out then in case we can in US around the New York area. And one of other place I would love to visit for my personal taste is San Francisco, for example, or Los Angeles. And, I mean, the West, the most righteous in terms of heavy metal city, one of the most righteous cities in the West Coast. It's been the cradle of a lot of bands. These my personal heroes, like Metallica, like Testament, from Oakland, for example, like Machine. So
yep.
I'm really keen to come and see them go around. It's also because a lot of people that's already been there, toured there, friends of mine, other bands, always spoke to me about the beauty of the country and most of all the easy of to be in relationship with people. As friendly people, really enjoying you and asking about you and sharing their most memorable moments with you without problems, like old friends. So that's all I'm expecting. I will try to be my best as band and also personal man. So expectations are really high.
It would be awesome to salute our band. Veteran bands like IRAS, like
we toured
with those bands, and I hope that we can meet again our friends, because they are lovely people and a little bit crazy people, but
yeah.
that's cool. No, you know, that's a part of the game. No,
sure,
we are all a little bit crazy. So
yeah, Danny is right. I forgot to mention before. A couple of really interesting acts, bands like Hyrax and Bounded by Blood. Really incredible person,
yeah.
Amazing band, talented musician. And as Danny said, really crazy motherfucker too, because we just toured the Europe together. We spent with them 20 days. It's been family, you know. We just been
real fresh.
A real friend.
In this case, I can say that this is a real fresh.
Definitely, with the IRAX boys.
Yeah. IRAX boys.
You know, when a band tour with the other band is kind of professional stuff, you can get in touch enough, but you never can consider yourself as friend of them. But in this case, you really reach the level that is called we could consider like being really close friends,
yes.
In a family. We just
like brothers. Yeah,
like brothers.
Suddenly. You're good, like brothers. You say no.
So it seems to me that there's no misconceptions, I guess, about the U.S. And, you know, I guess, like for us, I don't really know of anything about Europe. Like, oh, go here and don't go there, you know.
Yeah, all I know is that Europe really represents, like, the metal market. I mean, the U.S. basically has the top bands that you've said over and over again. But it seems like they are more revered over in Europe than actually appreciated in the U.S., for the most part.
Like At the Gates, Children of Bodom, In Flames. I don't know. I guess maybe for me it's melodic death metal that comes from over there that's just really like highly, you know, touted in the U.S.
Yeah, definitely. So, hey, and then we have you guys. So there's a whole metal community within the United States that will definitely open you with open arms. Absolutely.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Of course. Now, I just want to ask you one thing, since you are from Italy and soccer is pretty huge, or football, as you call it over there, or we call it soccer over here. Do you have a favorite soccer team, or like AC Milan or Juventus? Or?
Yeah, that's a really funny question. Honestly speaking, I used to be a big soccer fan in the past. Now, I prefer to... You know, it's kind of too much business and money-related sport. I'm skipping it in the last years, but it's my personal view. By the way, I've been always a Juventus supporter.
Mm. Okay.
You know Juventus?
Oh, of course, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. It's from Turin. It's another northern city from Italy. It's in the west part of the country. But then he can speak much better about this this argument, because he's a real
yes, I'm a little
hooligan.
Bit
he's a hooligan.
I'm a little bit addicted, yes. I'm a supporter of FC Internazionale.
Yeah, it's not and, it's not Milan. It's
not Milan. The other team of Milan.
Yeah, it's the other football team that is Inter or Internazionale.
Oh, of course, yes.
You know?
We know Inter. We follow soccer a little bit over here. We're basically the main thing over here is MLS, and then you have the Premier League over in England, and we dabble here and there with what's the Italian league called? The Serie A and B,
Barclay?
Right?
Barclay. There's Barclay.
Yes. Yeah. Serie A. Yeah.
Yeah. E-Series. Yeah. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah. So we can hold a football conversation. No problem.
Yeah, now if you're talking about American football, I mean, we're more knowledgeable about that, but
yeah, how is American football like perceived over in Italy?
A little bit, yes.
A little bit, okay.
There are a lot of people that see the match in MLS. Me too, sometimes like to watch your championship, but I think that it must grow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? No, because
I think in the past, in a really few years ago, the American leagues became something important in the European market too. After the new television, I mean, when we changed from normal television to digital television, many channels came more. So we were more used to see international events, international leagues. So we enjoyed a lot your baseball and football and basketball also events. And I think common people is coming really much more closer now rather than in the past.
Yeah.
But if you compare, for example, 10 years ago, the football sport and the American League, how was perceived really, really poorly? Few. There was
near
only
to zero.
Really close to zero. There was only the Italian soccer league, and maybe some international leagues,
the Premier Leagues,
the UEFA leagues for Europe, or maybe the England leagues, not more.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, it has grown a little bit, and by the sounds of it, it's going to grow a lot more.
Is it growing right now? I see a lot of events. For example, we now have a lot of big interest about rugby. It is a
rugby.
Kind of football, without helmets and stuff.
Yeah.
I saw a lot of people really interested in this sport, like never in the past.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people down in Australia are big into rugby.
Yeah. Australia is one of the biggest leagues. New Zealand, Scotland, England too. France, another big team.
Italy is not so
good. No, Italy sometimes can win.
Yeah, sometimes.
But the most of time lose, you know.
It seems like you just named the countries with like the hardest heads.
Yeah, right, definitely.
All right, so I just have I actually only have one more question for you guys. Going back to all the bands that you opened for, is there one band still left on your bucket list that, you know, would mean the world to you if you opened up for them?
Well, yeah, sure. I would love to play with Slayer.
Slayer?
Yeah, definitely. And I have to say a little story. I can speak with you about that because you are in US, so no one could be harshed or pissed off about that, because we've been really close, believe me, really close to open for Slayer here in Italy.
Oh, wow.
For the upcoming gigs, upcoming dates, and the coming summer season. They will come here in Italy, and we'll have three gigs in the north of Italy, one in Milan, another one in Legnano Sabedoro is close to the Adriatic Sea in the east part of Italy, and the third one in Rome.
Okay.
So we're really close to do it, But in the end, this possibility shaded away. I don't want to enter in details now, but I was really so close to become the happiest man in the world. So I will reserve this opportunity for the future. So I cannot satisfy all my dreams. So it's a new album. It's a possible U.S. tour coming. Second Russian tour. Another opportunity for 2017. Next April, May. A possible Brazilian tour, another dream in a pocket. So it's too much. So let's keep it quiet. So I cannot do anything. I cannot do all right now. So
we have a lot
of things to do. Let's keep it something for the future when I will be old. So that's it.
Absolutely. So last question for me. Other than metal, what's some other styles of music you guys listen to? Anything in Europe that's popular?
Yeah.
Well, to be honest, I listen to a lot of other kind of music. I had a project called Thunderage. It was another band of mine, and I played hard rock, 80s hard rock, something like that.
So like Motley Crue, stuff like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Like Scorpions, Def Leppard.
I asked to listen to that kind of music. But I also like genres like blues, jazz. I love to listen to a lot of things and not to stay focused just on a kind of music or metal. Yeah, you can say metal.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Sure. Being and the band is, I think, the most open-minded musician, because he's really used to listen to so many different styles, so many different genres. In fact, in the new composition, the new songs coming with the next album, you're gonna have to experience this taste, his special taste. He's kind of really particular. Let me say, it's not the usual trash that punch in your stomach. It's trash that really hard, really tight, but with a lot of melodies, a lot of opening moments, and also different situations. So it's really exciting new material. And for myself, I can say I love the classical music like Mozart, like Vivaldi. I know it could be strange, but really I love this music because it's so strong, like metal is, in a totally different way, but it's really impressive. And since I was a kid, I remember.
Really interesting.
I really loved. I really spent hours listening to this old LP that my father was used to put on. So really enjoyable moments. I suggest to all the people to listen to sometimes to some classical music. It is really opening your mind.
Yeah, absolutely. It's basically the heaviest music without toning anything down.
Yeah, definitely.
Exactly.
Yeah, and the good thing is it makes you a more, well-rounded musician. If you listen to other things, you get, more inspiration from.
Yeah, plus
other
the musicianship
styles.
With like Mozart or, Beethoven alone is through the roof.
Yeah, definitely.
Sure, exactly. Yes, they are really heavy in somehow, of course, concerning their time, their age, but they were really a pioneer and really heavy. During their age, so I consider them like the feathers of what I can play right now. So music is like poetry, is like how can I say, it's like art. It's an art itself.
Oh, absolutely, so, yeah, it is.
All kind of music is really enjoyable. I have no boundaries. I have no frontiers. I don't like to tell, oh no, this kind of music I don't like for sure. I don't want to listen to. I would like also all the time to try to give them a chance. What I can say you is for sure I don't like the techno or dance music because it's too much electronic. It's kind of not made by musicians, but by machines.
Yeah, there's no feeling to it. There's no personal touch to it.
Exactly. You're totally right. There is no feeling behind. Exactly. No emotions.
No, just machines.
Yeah. It's just a beat that, that keep you dance.
There we go. There we go. I'm dancing over here.
So let's dance. No, I'm just kidding.
When you guys come to New York, we'll take you to the discotheque.
yeah, no, why not? I mean, it's useful for its purpose. I mean, if you have to dance, why not? It's okay. But we cannot stay at the same level. Come on. We cannot consider like other kind of music, main passion with musicianship, with efforts, with being, you know, it's coming from the soul, from the heart, and not from the beat. You know, it's different.
Absolutely. I mean, there's something about like strumming a chord on a guitar or coming up with your own drum beat instead of pressing one button and having everything done for you.
Yeah.
So, guys, get some sleep. Thank you so much for taking the time out to talk. And it's got to be past 2, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Actually, it's 21 past 2 a.m., but okay, it's not. So. Wow. It's been so amazing to chat with you. Thank you so much, Behind the Barricade. So it's been a pleasure for Metatras, for Andrea and Daniele appearing and speaking to you. And we would like to invite all the people for next November, in case of the US2 will be confirmed, to come to our shows, enjoy the band, enjoy our music, and hang out at the end of the show with the band, because we're really friendly people. Thank you really so much from the bottom of my heart. Thank you.
Thank you guys for coming on. Just one last thing for everyone listening. You can follow their Facebook, their Twitter, Instagram. Basically, everything they have is Methedras Thrash. And that's Methedras Thrash. So follow them, become friends with them. And when they come over in the fall, I expect every single person coming out to these shows to know your songs and to be screaming like fucking animals, like we all are.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much, guys.
Bye. Whoa. Thank you.
Bye.
Yeah, bye.